Here is another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series.
Yeah, it's sort of a flow, and it's really nice.
Fashion designer Esther Pabant talks of her collaboration with composer Sven Helbig. It's an evolving story. Helbig has produced music for her bold, androgynous collections over the past 2 years.
What I like so much about Sven, this very poetic thinking and talking and working.
This May, the Berlin designer returns the favor, lending her craft to Helbig's new cycle of choral and electronic music. Pabant has created the costumes for the choir.
I really love uniforms. I'm also attracted by the idea of the repetition and to see 24 people dressed in the same style. This is for me something really strong.
In the back of her shop in Mitte, heaps of felt lie on the designer's work table. The dominant color is black.
Of course, we said it should be something simple. It should be something with fabrics we already have here in stock, leftovers from last seasons. So to also have this sort of sustainable idea in this, because of course, if you have all the possibilities, all the monies, you can always do like super big things. But sometimes, if you're restricted, that doesn't mean that the outcome is not good or not as good.
Pabant's working process, her inspiration, often starts with words. I Eat the Sun and Drink the Rain, the title of Helbig's new compositions, drew her focus to the performers' faces.
What I like is that the faces are so beautiful, and I want that the faces are framed have all the attraction, all the attention actually to the faces and their mouths. They will wear a sort of cap, headpiece, out of felted wool material. Very easily done with no sewing. It's just like pleated and then with some rivets fixed together. The choir will be really covered. They have a big cape, long until their feet. They have long cuffs on their arms. They have a turtleneck. So all will be covered. Maybe the choir will look like an army of sun gods, but in black, of course.
Although Esther Pabant and Sven Helbig work in different fields, they share a similar approach, a desire to create events that are not restricted to a specific form. Their interest in collaboration generates richer artistic environments. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.